This issue has long been a focus of discussion in Buddhist thought. On one extreme are the Buddhist realists, who believe that the material world is composed of indivisible particles, which have an objective reality independent of the mind. On the other extremes are the idealists, the so-called mind-only school, who reject any degree of objective reality in the external world. They perceive the external material world to be, in the final analysis, an extension of the observing mind. There is, however, a third standpoint, which is the position of the Prasangika school, a perspective held in the highest esteem by the Tibetan tradition. In this view, although the reality of the external world is not denied, it is understood to be relative. It is contingent upon our language, social conventions, and shared concepts. The notion of a pre-given, observer-independent reality is untenable. As in the new physics, matter cannot be objectively perceived or described apart from the observer. Matter and mind are codependent. This recognition of the fundamentally dependent nature of reality, called dependent origination in Buddhism, lies at the very heart of the Buddhist understanding of the world and the nature of our human existence. In brief, the principle of dependent origination can be understood in the following three ways. First, all conditioned things and events in the world come into being only as a result of the interaction of causes and conditions. They don't just arise from nowhere, fully formed. Second, there is mutual dependence between parts and the whole. Without parts, there can be no whole. Without a whole, it makes no sense to speak of parts. This interdependence of parts and the whole applies in both spatial and temporal terms. Third, anything that exists and has an identity does so only within the total network of everything that has a possible or potential relation to it. No phenomenon exists with an independent or intrinsic identity. And the world is made up of a network of complex interrelations. We cannot speak of the reality of a discrete entity outside the context of its range of interrelations with its environment and other phenomena, including language, concepts, and other conventions. Thus, there are no subjects without the objects by which they are defined. There are no objects without subjects to apprehend them. There are no doers without things done. There is no chair without legs, a seat, a back, wood, nails, the floor on which it rests, the walls that define the room it's in, the people who constructed it, and the individuals who agree to call it a chair and recognize it as something to sit on. Not only is the existence of things and events utterly contingent, but, according to this principle, their very identities are thoroughly dependent upon others. In physics, the deeply interdependent nature of reality has been brought into sharp focus by the so-called EPR paradox, named after its creators Albert Einstein, Boris Podolsky, and Nathan Rosen, which was originally formulated to challenge quantum mechanics. Say a pair of particles is created and then separates, moving away from each other in opposite directions, perhaps to greatly distant locations, for example, Dharamsala, where I live, and, say, New York. One of the properties of this pair of particles is that their spin must be in opposite directions so that one is measured as up and the other will be found to be down. According to quantum mechanics, correlation of measurements, for example, when one is up, then the other is down, must exist even though the individual attributes are not determined until the experimenters measure one of the particles, let us say in New York. At that point, the one in New York will acquire a value, let us say up, in which case the other particle must simultaneously become down. These determinations of up and down are instantaneous, even for the particle at Dharamsala, which has not itself been measured. Despite their separation, the two particles appear as an entangled entity. There seems, according to quantum mechanics, to be a startling and profound interconnectedness at the heart of physics.